Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, you mob? To Delhi, I'm going to catch up a yarn there with First Nation scientists. We're talking Grace Gillard and got Grace on the line. Grace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Grace.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm from Annawan Nation, which is around like the northern New South Wales kind of area.
Yes.
But I live and work on Gamilaroi country.
All right, beautiful. So First Nations scientist, tell us about your journey. Where did you study? How did it all come back? And did you always have the passion to become a scientist?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd say my passion really started with nature rather than science in particular.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I guess you understand that First Nations, we do have this super deep culture and connection with nature.
We do.
So I really carried that with me throughout my life, my early life. Mm. Then I went and studied a Bachelor of Science with a major in zoology at the University of New England, where I got super passionate about frogs.
Frogs. So just saying with your study now, how long was the study for?
So I studied for 3 years at the University of New England.
Okay.
And then I went and did 1 year of honours study at the University of New South Wales.
All right. There it is, 4 years. So now you mentioned frogs. So you're studying frogs at the moment because we here in North Queensland are full of frogs.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have some really awesome frogs.
Yep.
And see, what I love about frogs is they're one of our most threatened vertebrate groups globally. But also, we know next to nothing about them.
They're very important to the environment?
They're so important to the environment. Mm. See, frogs are really reliant on both our land and waterways, and so they've really got this deep connection between both the environments, and so they're super threatened by any processes that are occurring in the water or on the land.
Okay. So, and so your studies are frogs, so how long have you been in that area studying frogs?
So after my university studies, I've been working as a frog biologist, we call it, for 3 years with the Australian Museum.
Okay, fantastic. So we're talking creekways, swamps, right amongst it, in the trees, in the mangroves. You're down deep, aren't you, you could say?
You could say that, yeah. Honestly, you can find frogs anywhere, though.
Okay.
Yeah, even like out desert ways and stuff. We've got a lot of frogs out there that we know almost nothing about.
Yeah. Would you class cane toads as frogs?
Yes, we do class cane toads as frogs, and we do like to know about cane toads.
Mm.
They're really quite a big and important threatening process for our native frogs, so it's always good to know more about what's going on with them.
Do cane toads eat frogs?
They more like they outcompete the native frogs.
Okay, righty.
So they'll take up all the resources. Yeah.
And cane toads, they're not from Australia, are they?
No, they were introduced.
Yes.
And they've had like quite a really big and bad spread throughout the country. So we've got them up in northern New South Wales now, and they're all through WA, Northern Territory, and Queensland.
You could say that cane toads are pests.
They're definitely pests, invasive pests.
What do we do as an Australian government's doing in regarding getting rid of them, or how do we get rid of them? We don't want to get rid of them fully, but they breed, don't they?
They do breed, yeah. So I think one of the most important things for us to do is just monitor their populations and kind of just let the government know. It depends on what state you're in, who you'll let it know.
Mm.
So I know we've got New South Wales DPI to let know in New South Wales,
yep.
But also using the Frog ID app. If you record cane toad calls, then we can know more about where they're breeding, and we're doing some really important work to kind of track their spread throughout the country.
All right, fantastic. And frogs, what's their job? What do frogs do?
Oh, frogs do everything. I'd say, like, probably their most important role is their bioindicators. So they're super sensitive to change in their habitat and environment. And like I mentioned before, they, because they've got this connection between the land and the waterways, they can kind of tell us how the environment's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sensitive to things like agricultural runoff, pesticides, herbicides, climate change, spread of invasive species, disease, and things like that.
All right, so very important to the space here. So you as a scientist, First Nation scientist, do we have many black scientists in this country? Do you have a network of scientists, black scientists?
Yeah, I don't really know about a network of black scientists. Yeah. I mean, I know that we exist.
Sure.
I don't think enough of us exist in the actual professional scientific workplace, although, you know, citizen science is the way to go at the moment, get involved. Yeah, unfortunately, it's not as big as we'd like.
Sure. So there's a lot of space there. And regarding non-Indigenous scientists, are they forthcoming, arms open, and regarding your engagement?
Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Especially like at the Australian Museum, I've felt so welcomed,
good,
so encouraged, especially like to embrace being a First Nation scientist. My boss is especially fantastic with that.
Good.
Like, I totally respect her for all her work with that.
Good, fantastic. And, of course, they're open then to the cultural awareness in regarding First Nation people. So we talk about the celebration of NAIDOC and things like that. So and so there's that's a good bridge builder, isn't it, in regard to relationship building?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good, fantastic. And your family, so what do they think? Anyone in your family went and did a degree, or are they happy with what you're doing? Or you're telling you want to become a scientist? How'd that all come about?
Actually, they loved it. My mum was a scientist before me.
Oh.
So she was the first person in our family to go to uni, get a degree.
Yes.
So she loved it. I was following my dream.
So you're following her
footsteps. Basically, they're just happy.
Yeah.
They're happy for me to follow my dream and do what I think is making a difference in the world.
Beautiful. Leading from the front, my sister. Good yarning with you, Grace Gillard. Thank you very much. Look, keep up the good work. Keep in touch. And we'll yarn soon. Look after those frogs there, sister.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Trevor.
Thank you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Grace Gillard, her name is, First Nation scientist, and encourages people to sign up for Frog ID Week. And look, it kicks off from the 8th of November. So do check that out, and you can Google that. And also Google Grace Gillard, First Nation scientist, Frog ID. And after studying 4 years as a scientist, she's studying frogs. And so very important to the environment. And I know a lot of mob up this way don't like frogs. So there you go. We wouldn't be in that space, but have your say. And yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, National Talk Black.
For all to see, the waterfalls, the that's my people go out to sea. Catching turtle in the deep blue sea. As the beautiful coral shines, colorful fishes swim by and by. Have you ever seen my land? Have you ever seen my sea? From the oceans to the inland beauty, this place they call my home.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on
1-800-422-416-98.7 FM BBM. Song iko ta jaman mache
ya kida ka misa ka mai ka na pai ki wurao baru ya uba sena kai rama la ta tayanu ari bai bal kubi kubi age ka ga
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
All right, Redfern Terrace to become a living museum. The City of Sydney is looking for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists to transfer a narrow terrace in Redfern into a living museum. The remaining end terrace on Caroline Street will display local memories, knowledge and history shared by Aboriginal residents of the block, from snippets of everyday life to nationally significant events. With that, we're going to catch up with Jan now with Emily McDaniel, curator of the Aurora Journey program, and we have Emily on the line. Emily, good morning. How are you? Hey, Emily, which way? Shut up. Emily, chase Emily again. Emily, looking for you to have a yarn and talk about this fantastic space. And then we were talking about the Redfern Terrace to become a living legend. Currently, the building is adorned with the iconic Welcome to Redfern mural, and that was completed by Rico Rennie and young local Aboriginal artists back in 2013. The City of Sydney is now seeking ideas for how the inside of the building could be created, used and showcased and collected contemporary and archival materials and stories. We're just going to try again with Emily, see if she's on the line. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob. Where you from, Emily?
Yeah, I'm a Wiradjuri woman from the Kalari clan in central New South Wales, Emily McDaniel, and I'm a curator working with the City of Sydney on the Aurora Journey.
Yeah, fantastic. So you're seeking for First Nation artists to come to the table and help with the remaining terrace on Caroline Street. Yes?
That's right, yeah. So the Redfern Terrace, which is, you know, it's become quite an icon over the last couple of years.
It has, yes, yes.
Just standing there on its own somewhat, we're really bringing an opportunity to artists, creatives, storytellers, filmmakers, cultural practitioners to reimagine the Redfern Terrace into a living museum, a place of storytelling.
Fantastic. And we're talking about artists. Redfern. It's open up across the country. Anybody can apply? Is that the process?
Absolutely. It's open to everyone.
Good.
But the really special thing here is it's an opportunity to tell stories specifically about Redfern and so many mob have connections to that place.
Sure, sure. So we're talking about people who may have lived there and moved on or had family living there and know a bit of yarns, and that comes into play in regard to the art display. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's one of those places where you just start talking about it and someone's got a connection to it.
Exactly.
And often those people become artists and they're the people we want to be applying for this opportunity.
Fantastic. Now, this is how did this all come about? A concept, an idea, all sitting and having a cup of tea and yarn come up and that was it? Then let's turn it into fruition?
I feel like you know this story very well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's
usually
right.
Usually how these things happen. Look, to be honest, it's been a project that we've had, we've been holding on to for quite a while.
Sure.
It started with as a thought bubble of Hetty Perkins, the brilliant curator, and it's now my privilege to continue that on. And obviously there was a work by Rico Rennie that was done a number of years ago.
That's right.
Working with local kids, and now they're all adults. So it's about time.
Yeah, sure,
that
exactly.
We turn this into
pass the baton on.
A special story place, yeah.
Well, if you look at it, Emily, we are storytellers, you know, and we use our story by whether it be dance, song, art, you know, and there's history there when you talk about Redfern, you know, and when the so-called white sails came to this country, you know, there was a space for our people, you know, and then when we talked about the skyscrapers and the city being built and what have you, there was always a space there for our black mob, which was Redfern.
That's it.
It's a big history.
Still is.
Exactly.
You know, and this project is the result of a lot of consultation and conversations and cups of tea, as you said, with community and many more to be had as we start to realise these stories and tell them as they should be.
Yeah, fantastic. And tell us a bit about your journey, your story, and how'd you get involved?
I've been working with the City of Sydney since about 2018, I first started on curating a harbour walk working with Hetty Perkins.
Yes.
And now I'm the curator of the Eora Journey, which she started, more than 15 years ago, I think now. And so the baton keeps passing and we keep telling great stories in public spaces and making sure we have that recognition of modern the public space.
Exactly. And Lord Mayor, Clover Moore, part of the support of this as well?
Oh, my goodness. You couldn't find a more supportive Lord Mayor of the projects that we do.
Fantastic.
It's quite extraordinary and overwhelming. You know, we see the benefit of we need to be leading our stories as Aboriginal people.
Exactly.
And that's what the Eora Journey is about, our stories told by us on our terms. And I think that's exactly what we need at this point in time.
Sure.
You know?
And I'm saying the support is strong by Lord Mayor Clover Moore.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
We've been well supported by the City of Sydney, all councillors.
Yes.
Always back the projects that we're doing. And the results speak for themselves. When you open up a project, there's hundreds of community members, cultural practice, song, dance, it becomes part of the fabric of country, right? And
exactly
those
does.
Those results speak for themselves.
And when you look at a project or so, you can't be what you can't see. A young one see what's going on and it instills in them, I've got a right to be here. I've got black skin, but I've got a right to be a success. And no matter what industry or what field, but it's empowering and it's sort of storytelling and there's the power within.
Yeah, stories of excellence. I've seen mob doing incredible things, telling great stories. And that's the possibilities of talking about Redfern and the Block.
Yeah.
It could be about looking at the Aboriginal Dance Theatre. It could be looking at the history of activism, the very specific families that grew up and are still there today. There's so many opportunities. And that's the fun part about my job.
Yeah, beautiful.
If you just, you know, you start the fire, but really it's artists and creatives that pour the oxygen.
Keep the fire burning, exactly. Yeah,
empowerment. Into something big.
So how do people apply? How do people put their name, the hat in the ring, so to speak?
All right. So everyone can go onto the website, which is city.sydney/Redfern Terrace.
Okay.
So city.sydney/Redfern Terrace to read more about the process and the selection. Ideas can be submitted up until Tuesday, 19th of November. So you've got a fair amount of time.
Yep.
And the first stage, what we're looking for is a big idea. What's the big idea? What can you do to bring this terrace and community to life and the stories that we tell?
So when they apply, they give a bit of a story or their vision and their story about Redfern. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's it. We ask for a conceptual statement, which is, what would you do?
Okay.
What would you like to do? What would your project be?
Yes.
At this stage, we're not asking for people to do detailed drawings or anything too much. We always
just a snippet of the vision.
It starts with the vision and we go from there. Then we'll shortlist 3 to 5 artist groups or ideas to be developed further and then we will select the final one. So we give everyone a fair amount of time to develop their ideas.
Lovely. And it's if they're from out of town, does that include like flights and accommodation? And how's that work, Emily, please?
Unfortunately, it doesn't at this stage, but it would if the winning artist was selected. That would be considered into the budget. But at this stage, everything can be done online.
Sure. Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need information age, 21st century, of course.
Exactly. Good. And, you know, I just encourage people, if this is something of interest, really delve into the history of the Block, your own memories, maybe, your family's memories. And all of the information that's out there that tells you the amazing stories we could be telling. Yeah.
Emily, thank you very much for sharing. Good luck with it all. And, let's bring it to fruition. Thank you very much. Big shout out to your mob, your team there. at Eurojourney program. You. And we will yarn soon. We'll keep in touch, Emily.
Yeah, great. Keeping the fire burning.
Thank
Good
you,
luck.
Sis. Thank you take you. Care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Emily McDaniel, her name is, curator of the Eurojourney program. And we're talking about Redfern Terrace to become a living museum. So all you deadly artists across this big island, Australia, you can apply by a story or vision to what Redfern's all about. Yeah, Redfern Terrace. And you can go to city.sydney/Redfern Terrace. And there you can sort of read more and find exactly what they're looking for. But send in a program goes to the 18th of November, I believe Emily said. So an opportunity and throwing the iron and fire. That's what it's all about. And you may get it. You might be living up there in Darwin or here at Edmonton, North Queensland, Cairns, whatever. Put it in and doors can open up for everything you want in life. Is outside your comfort zone. So you've got to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. Throw the iron and fire your mob and paint the picture, pardon the pun. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong. The bully one here, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I acknowledge my mob, my father's side, 1 year Gunga leader, and that's Cloncurry Man Eyes away, out there in the Gulf of Carpentaria, Doomadgee and Mornington Island. That's dad's side. Mum, with me in spirit, Darnley Island, Erebill, the Sailor Pit Mob. And a big shout out to Simon. Thank you very much for clicking in to National Talk Black. Oh,
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Did you know that drinking any alcohol while you're pregnant can harm your bub? It's hard to stop drinking, but if you choose to drink alcohol while you're pregnant, it can leave your bub with all sorts of problems that can last their whole life. Remember, pregnancy and grog don't mix. If you need to yarn about it, visit your local Aponipama Clinic and Wellbeing Centre. We're here to help. Our health and our bubba's health is in our hands.
Station sponsor.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1800 422 416.
I got the walking train blues, steady, steady is the best I can do. Walking frame blues, steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
My dancing days are over, but that's alright. I hardly ever stay up late at night.
No need to boogie and no need to waltz. Seems my legs have got some serious faults.
So I don't twist. Getting there is what it's all about. I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
It's got four wheels of fire and a cushy seat. Just enough room for me at my feet. It's faded.
We can do what Diddy at the traffic lights.
We don't linger.
We don't pause.
We give it a go.
Just because
I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
I don't care if I'm late. No hurry up to the pearly gates.
Me and Mr. Zimmer, we're the best of friends. Bosom buddies when the evening ends.
So it's early to bed and early to rise. Just getting round is an old man's prize.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do. Walking frame blues, steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do. My dancing days are over, but that's all right. Never stay up late at night.
So I don't twist, I don't shout.
Just getting there is what it's all about.
I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
With a red walking frame?
Yes, my girl. Goes faster than a blue one.
Can't we go now? If we leave now, We'll get there by dawn.
Steady, steady, my girl. We'll get there.
Steady, steady. Slowly, slowly. Oh.
Which way you feel?
Oh, I saw to it now. Come, we must sit down. Oh.
Got the walking frame. Steady, steady is the best I can.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 98.7 FM. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country viewers. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? A big shout out to 4MW once again joining us from Torres Straits. Simon Mobb, thank you very much to Dudley, and you too can have your say. Now, domestic violence has sadly become a heavily discussed topic in Australia, affecting approximately 1 in 5 adults. Whilst women are affected approximately 7.3% more than men, 11% to 3%, both are more likely to have experienced violence by intimate partner than other family members, making it incredibly challenging to escape. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Tracy Wickham, a National Community Engagement Manager at Friends with Dignity, and we have Tracy on the line. Tracy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, Tracy?
I'm based in Queensland. I'm down on the Gold Coast.
Good. Thank you very much, and a big shout-out to the mob down there. So, look, a very important space. It is sad, becoming a heavily discussed topic in Australia. We need to stamp it out. We talk about youth crime, but domestic violence is up there as well. And unfortunately, percentage-wise, more on women than men, but we need to stamp it out, don't we?
Yeah, it's... The statistics are quite horrifying.
Mm.
And, you know, we know at Friends with Dignity that, you know, around 7 in 10 women who, you know, make that decision to leave domestic violence situation, they leave without, you know, their own property, you know, their own clothing, sometimes children's toys, just everything when they move to refuge or move to, you know, to live with someone.
Well, it's for safety reasons they're leaving, of course. Yes. You know what I mean? And
absolutely, they just have to go, and they have to go quick.
Mm.
In most cases, so Friends with Dignity is really all about providing practical programs to help mm-hmm. victims, survivors of domestic violence. Yeah, so.
And Friends with Dignity, is that national, Tracy?
Yeah, so we aren't quite national yet,
okay.
But we are national for some of our programs. So one of the programs we are national for, and for your Cairns listeners, I'd like to let them know, we have a Little Friends Scholarship Program, which opens up on the 18th of November.
Okay.
So if anybody knows anyone who has been impacted by domestic violence, they can actually... apply for a scholarship, and they're up to $500.
Is that under the umbrella of Friends with Dignity?
It sure is,
yeah.
So head to our website and have a look at the Little Friends Scholarship Program, and you can go there and make an application. So and that helps with school items, school uniforms, sports uniforms, you know, music lessons, you know, whatever.
Well, it's a ripple effect, because when we talk about domestic violence, well, it affects the family. We're talking children. We're talking, their well-being, but also talking their education, housing, of course, clothing, food, the lot, isn't it? It's an avalanche in a way in regard to the domestic violence and what it creates thereafter. Yes.
Yeah, we've had a 46% increase in demand for our services, and you know we really struggle to meet that. You know, and you know there's. The cost of living has gone up, so that sort of puts a strain on people who generally could donate or help us out.
Okay.
We also use repurposed furniture, so we take donations from the community of furniture. But, you know, then we've got the cost of storage, you know, and transport and things
of course,
like that as well. Yeah.
So who are you funded by?
Primarily, we are funded by donations. And
yeah, gotcha.
Partners.
Yes, yes.
Fundraising. We do a lot of fundraising. We have people do run their own fundraisers for us, which is just incredible. The support that we get in that way as well. But, you know, we've had 20% increase in funding submissions for our requests to help children and also for urgent requests for items for homes.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a lot.
It is.
You know?
Yes.
And we've only been able to fill half of those that we've received since 2023. So, putting together a home, $5,000 that costs us
exactly.
by the time that we, you know, do all the things necessary.
So, and that'd be per home, wouldn't it? Organising?
It is,
yes, exactly.
So, with the homes, we provide a new fridge and a new washing machine and new electrical items. And then everything in the home is either new or pre-loved.
Yep.
But when a family or an individual, you know, opens their door to their new home, it's just like, it's ready to go. There's everything you need
exactly.
in the kitchen. The beds are made.
Fantastic. And it creates the house into a home, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. And, you know, we want them to, you know, to move in there and live a life free from abuse and one with dignity.
Yeah. Now, you look at the climate we're living in regarding housing, that's an uphill battle there again, isn't it?
It sure is. And quite often people say to us, how do you find the houses?
Mm.
And we don't find the houses. The refuges and the services do find those
houses.
Yeah,
beautiful. Yep, team effort.
It's but, you know, today's our giving day and we're just encouraging everyone to donate their pocket change. So if you donate $5, will be matched, so that will be $10 and so on.
Lovely. How do they donate, Tracy?
Head to our website, Friends with Dignity. Yeah.
One word, Friends with Dignity, one word, yep.
Yep.
www.friendswithdignity.org.au. Lovely. Thank you, support. Any support given. Tracy, thank you, and hats off to your deadly team there. Friends with
thank
Dignity,
you.
It is a team effort, and looking after our people who are in need. But thank you very much, Tracy.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Tracy Wickham, her name is, a National Community Engagement Manager of at Friends with Dignity. And look, a fantastic organisation. They operate by donations. It is Giving Day, 24th October. So do visit their webpage, all the www.friendswithdignity, that's one word, .org.au. Donate, and they're looking at supporting gold coin or any loose change you've got. It all helps. Team effort. Thank you, Mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarning with the bully run here. Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service.
This my team, here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fired them and I fight the next team. Here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fired them and I fight the next team. Do this on the daily to my lad Tigers, you McGrady. Can you remember the name? Hit you so hard like I'm worried about my rain. Run hard all day. Robbie John for feed up, Griffith Freeway.
That's right.
WAC, Ricky Wolf at the Rose Brothers.
George Judge.
Then there's RAP, Nathan Merritt, and Wesley P. Then there's WLC,
Storm.
Uncle Mike,
R.I.P.
Willie G. Tablum's got Ray Bell, Pira Pro's got the trail. I'll always be proud, see, AB and Walk, the Yowie. And that's how it's done. Cody Walker, Bunjalung. Coming through with nothing but the hits. NAB Briggs Brothers, Will Smith. He's off to the try line. Jimmy Roberts, Bloodline. All heart, no quitters. No O'Neill, Dennis Morin, Dean Witters. This my team, here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. This my team, and I'm running the next
team.
Here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next.
Come on.
Give me the ball, I'ma rub the ball up. Split them in half, kick back and watch me tear them apart. I'm the smallest man with the biggest side. Something like Boy Hoppy, Matty Bowen and Roy Byra. Coming at you, going back to back. Got the Southern Dingoes and I got Warriors with the side that's that. From number one to the bench, we got a mad pack. This our year to take out the All Blacks and beat the winners of the Korean knockouts. So say what you want, try being your best. In the engine room, we got Joshy K, Adi B, Kawhi, Dave Fafita, and Phil Dennis. Bala James, Billy Mack, putting on the mad shot swap. Defense tend to attack. Costa picks up the ball. Shows and go backed up by Gaga, Selwyn Cobo. Baba boys backing up in support. It's hammer time, yo, war. Off to the dry line to score. Yeah, ain't nobody stopping me. My name's Charlie, Jamal Fogarty. Then you got Wes Conlin, Percy Pega, Yaraba, Seahawks, Charlie Mega. You know we'll always be there. Expect a fair worry wins. I'll be Gaia and Bobby Blitz. I wear my jersey with pride like I'm under salt now. Or about a 9-9.
Cause my team need to run a mark. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team. Yeah. Need to run a mark. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team.